The season's been quite good, a few good wins along the way. You know, I'm in a good place right now. I feel good. It's not been a bad season at all.
And last time you out was in May, and that was at the Three Nations, which got the victory. That one, a real good result for you.
That was my first time, you know, like my first international bout. I went in there not expecting anything at all, do you know what I mean? I had no worries at all. I looked at it as in whatever comes out of this is a bonus, you know. So my first time representing England, fought twice, and I came out victorious. Three Nations, GB. Elite heavyweight champion,
which is fantastic stuff for you. Good preparation and build up towards the Haringey Cup, which is this weekend. How is the preparation going?
It's going well, mate. Excellent. You know, I feel in great shape. I'm in good spirit. The team as a whole is in good spirit, so we've done ourselves quite proud this season. It's more mentally, you know, as it's physical. So mentally we're strong, and physically, you know what I mean, we stay prepared. So we're good to go.
What sort of type of training are you doing leading up to the weekend?
All the hard work has been done, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, like S&C, pads, track stuff, all that is done. So all we're doing this week is just polishing up, you know, sharpening and making sure, you know, the weight is on point.
And this weekend going to the Haringey Cup, you're going for your second title. So how are you feeling about going for your second title?
God willing, you know, fingers crossed, hopefully I get it. I feel I'm going to do well. I've got a positive vibe, you know, that I'm going to do it again, you know. Winning it once is all right, but winning it twice, you know, is just putting that certified stamp on it. That first time wasn't a fluke at all, you know. But I know I'm going to have a big target on my back because of what I just achieved, you know, in May, you know, like a GB champion. So everyone's going to be gunning for me. Anyone that can win a victory over me, you know, is something big for them, you know. It's keeping me on my toes, to be honest, you know. So I'm going to stay sharp, nice and relaxed, you know, and do what I do best.
And do you feel there's a bit more pressure on you then? Being the GB title holder, going into Haringey Cup, going for your second title for the Haringey Cup, do you feel there's more pressure, or do you put that to one side?
Do you know what? The same feeling I had when I was travelling down to Cardiff for the Three Nations, the same feeling that I have now. To me, I feel like I have nothing to lose. Anything that I win from now on is just a bonus. You know, I think the key is to be nice and relaxed, channel your nerves, you know, into a positive vibe. I feel nice, I feel good, you know. So all that don't faze me at all. Unlike in the beginning of my amateur career, you know, I used to be nervous quite a lot. But now it's probably due to experience, you know. I don't think a lot about it. I just go out there and do what I do. And I think fighting is the easy part.
I mean, you certainly sound you're going in a confident mood. And is it helping? Because the way they're set up now with the boxing team, I mean, we've spoken to it about it before, not just with other boxers, yeah. About how you've got strength and conditioning coach now. You've got just the setup, just is more professional setup. It's almost like a GB squad.
Yeah, most definitely. Do you know, I think sometimes we do take it for granted, but we're like one of the most privileged clubs, like amateur clubs in the country, without a shadow of a doubt, you know, except for GB and stuff. We've got the same setup, like you say, you know. Beforehand, it used to be just brutal boxing training. Wake up in the morning, you do like 5 miles or 6 miles, come back in, do another session, punching. We're neglecting little things, you know, that count the most, you know. Like now we've got S&C coach, you know, he makes sure he warms us up right before we start exercising, you know, do the strength and conditioning. You build it up, you just don't go out there and bang out big weights and stuff like that. And stretching off afterwards, that's a big thing, you know. It does prevent injuries and stuff like that. And you've got a diet and nutrition coach. Beforehand, most of the boxers in the team, they have to starve themselves to make weight because we didn't know how to go about it. But you've got a diet and nutrition coach, you know, you've got a physio. If you pick up a niggle, you know, like they'll nip a bad right on it straight away before it becomes a bigger problem. And the coaching stuff, what can I say? You know, they're all great. Jace, Jamie, Gav, Riss, you know, they're all great. I'm looking forward to the Box Cup, to be honest. Get it over and done with and go and leave for a bit.